on
Blast Off.
Blast Off. Perek Chav Dalet, the 24th Perek of the Holy Mesilas Yesharim. Hinei Roseinu Amidah Azayus Nimnei Tzachar Kol Amidus. Page in the Art Scroll, page 478. And in the Feldheim, it is page, in the green Feldheim, is in page Kuf Samaches, page 168. Says the holy Ramchal, this mid of Yira Sachet, which means you are afraid of doing an Aveira. It's not that you're afraid of Hashem, which we're going to learn about. Obviously, it's going to come into the fear Yira in general, but he's talking about Yira Sachet. I'm afraid to do an Aveira. You can imagine how fundamental this is. The Kashal Hasigos, obviously, it's at the end of the Sefer. It's very difficult to reach this level. He says, because you got to climb the ladder. You had to have passed everything till now. Omnam, tzarech shenaktim. He says, I just want to go ahead and give a introduction. Kimini ayira him shnayim shem shleisha. Yira is split into two, which ends up being three, as he's going to explain. Okay? There's Yiras Ha'onesh, as he's going to talk about, which is you're afraid of being punished. And then there is awe, A-W-E, your awe. No one's going to punish you. First level is you're going to get smack. The second one is, it's not about being smacked. You're not, right, when you went into Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you're not afraid he was going to slap you in the face. But there's a Yira, there's a whoa, there's an awe. Harishona, the example that I'll give, okay, we'll wait till the example I'll give. Harishona, the number one, Kalamoy Lasiga. It's very easy to reach it. Ein davar kal kamo. Yiras Onesh, Vashnia Kashem and Akol. And the second level is harder than all of them. It's a very, very high level of completion of a person, a high level. Here we go. Here he goes. Yeshira Rishon. The number one is you are afraid of punishment. Little kids, as he's going to say in a second. So Yira Sachet, which is I'm afraid to do an Aveira, which we're going to talk about, is a byproduct of Yiras Haromimus. So again, he said two, which are three. Yiras Sachet is number three. Number one is Yiras Onesh. Number two is Yiras Haromimus, which is awe. And a byproduct, number three, of Yiras Haromimus is Yiras Sachet. Here he goes. He's going to go through each one beautifully. And I hope to be able to explain it well, because it's pretty, I think we have it pretty clear. Here we go. Bli Ayin Hara. Yiras Onesh. Kipshuta. What does that mean? Adam Yira Ma'avaros Pi Hashem Elokav. You are afraid to go against God. You do bad, he's going to punish you. Im leguf, im lenefesh, both physically and emotionally, or nefesh, spiritually, however you want to call it. That's very easy. Right? It's very easy to tell a little kid, as he's going to see in a second. If you do it, I'm going to smack you. So you got to be a fool to do it. Right? If you do it, you're going to get punished. So why would you do it? Here we go. This is dangerous because people don't like to hear this. Ain, but it's okay. That's life. Ain yirazu ru'uya. This yira is befitting to who? To la'amei aretz, which is simple people who are not so learned. Lanashim, to women. To women. Now, I've had women reach out to me who listen to this year, and they've challenged this, and I'm willing, if a woman is listening to this year, to send me a WhatsApp and to be in touch, because it could be a good kasha that some women might be different. But it's talking about a simple person. Ashadaitan Kala, right? Their das is more simplistic. Kipshuto. I can't say that.
You're just getting your hole deeper.
What? The way it's even worse, what you say, because I think I'm fine. I'm all right. Ach ena yiras hachachamim va'anshe adas. Right? Someone who is a chacham, or someone who has das, a higher level of intellect, a higher level, right? And this is why I say this all the time.
It's not women.
No, again, don't shtel on that. I'm saying again, it's very simple, right? Basically, it's for elementary, simple people. Is you're going to be punished. You're a sa'inish. The higher you go in your maturity, in your intellect, in your level of understanding, then you will climb the madrego. You'll climb the level where you don't have the yiras onish. Many people, when they're 50 years old, 60 years old, they still stay in the world of yiras onish. But that's a low level of onish. That's what he's saying. It's very easy. Number two, who yiras aromas. Then the next level you want to get to is that Hashem, there's awe. I'm not going to do the Aveira, not because I'm going to get punished, but because I honor Hashem, and I live in Hashem's world. How can I go against Hashem? Even if I'm not going to get punished. Why would I want to go against Hashem? That's not so easy for a person to reach that. Because this comes, it's born out of a person understanding the difference between me and Hashem. Understanding that I'm a Nivra, I'm created, there's a Hashem, there's a God. That has come from intellect. That is the second level, as we've spoken about back already in Chassidus, where he spoke about what Yira is. There's a certain hachna, a humility, an embarrassment that you have, that I'm standing in front of Melech Malchei HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hi ha-yira ha-meshubachas. This is very praiseworthy. Sh'neshtabchu b'chassidei oylam. This is something that is praiseworthy of those who are good, strong Jews. The goal is to fear, and it doesn't mean I'm afraid of punishment. It means awe. I live in awe of Hashem. So there's a very clear distinction between I'm afraid to do an Avera because I'm going to get a patch, which is also halavai, as the Gemara says, halavai, we should not do Averas for that reason also, so you won't do Averas. But the level that a person wants to attain and climb to is Yiras Ha'onis. Now here we go. Zosa Yiras Anachnu Mivra Ata. Now the Ramchal says it's another level. Is Yiras Ha'chit. Hikmo Chelik Mi Yiras Ha'romus Shezacharnu Ukmo Min Bifnei Atzmo. It's an outgrowth. We're Parak 24. Chaf Dalid, the first Amud and so. Right? Yiras Ha'romus Shezacharnu Ukmo Min Bifnei Atzmo. It's its own species, but it's a subcategory of Yiras Haromos. And here he goes. I love this. And I love the example that I give. Is that you didn't do something properly. What's the difference? The common denominator is that I'm not going against Hashem, because Hashem is great. The difference, ahevdel, is yiras haromamus is while you're doing it, meaning while I'm doing the mitzvah, or before I'm doing the avera, I'm not going to do it. Or I'm doing the mitzvah. Oh, I'm doing it in front of Hashem. I'm not doing the Avera because I don't want to do it. Hashem is Malei Chalartz Kvaydai. How can I do it? It's embarrassing for me to, if a person was standing right in front of you, you wouldn't do an Avera, as the Gemara says. The Gemara says that example. Right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara Brachas, says it. He says, Halavai, your fear should be the fear of the people. Why is that good that it's like the fear of the people? Because a person wouldn't do an Avera in front of another person because he's embarrassed. So too, the level that a person wants to be is that Hashem is so real. Yira, they say, are the letters Re'ia, which is you see Hashem. Hashem's right in front of me. That's that. Now, what's Yira Sachet? Yira Sachet is This is your Saramos, that's your Saramos. Achira, that's while you're doing the Ave, while you're doing the Maisa. Achira Sachet, here it is. Now obviously it's a crazy, crazy level. Pen Yakoshov Yasadavar Chetzi Davar, Shinegavoyishvarach. You're afraid to do an Avera. The example I give, let me finish this and then I'll give the example because I love the example. Because people get like all OCD about this. Like, wait, so Yiras Chet means I have OCD? I'll explain in a second. Right? I'm scared. I'm constantly scared, as the Gemara says. Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid. I'm always afraid. And Chazal say, Ahubid Divrei Turksiv, Ki Afilu B'Shah Sheinu Roya Mechshol Negrev Einav. Even if I don't see a problem, Turk Shealib Echarbikim Pandamanul Raglov V'Loi Nishmar. Maybe something's going to come in between me and Hashem. Yiras HaRoman was classic. It's very simple, guys. Yiras HaRoman was classic is while I'm doing the mitzvah or before I do the Avera. How could I do a mitzvah and not realize that lifnei miyata oimid? I'm standing lifnei miyata amul. I'm in front of Hashem. Yiras aromos is what? I'm going to do an aveira? No way. Hashem's in the room. Hashem can see everything. Hashem is here. Hashem is there. Hashem is truly everywhere. He's everywhere. So of course I'm not going to do an aveira. That's yiras aromos. Yiras achet has nothing to do with Hashem being there during the time of any action. It's just Hashem is there. If you see big, big tzaddikim, they're like this. There's a yira that they have that Hashem is there even when they're not doing anything. Al yira zoi samarosh Moshe Rabbeinu bavorti a yiras al pnechem levilti techto. He's a ikar a yira she ahadam yarim zazia tomid constantly. Okay, we're 11 minutes, not bad. So itasir yira zoi menu kadei zev vaday lo yavoi udechid. You'll never do an avera. Vim yavoi kaonas yichashev. Okay, I held out my mushel. I love this mushel. You go out with a girl and you have a great date with the girl and you fall in love with her on the first date. Yes, that's possible. You can fall in love with somebody. Yes, you met her. Oh, she's beautiful. She's so nice. After you leave and you drop her off, suddenly you get anxiety. Well, why are you anxious? Why are you nervous? You're scared? You have yira? Because anxiety, right, is fear. Oh, you're afraid. Why are you afraid? You're afraid she's going to slap you? What are you afraid of? You're afraid the next time you go out to date for the next 2 days, you're thinking, oh my gosh, Jesse, I didn't hear from the shatchin. I'm nervous. Why are you scared? That's called yira sachet. What does that mean? Is that you're scared that, I hope she still likes me. I hope I didn't do anything. And not only that, you start thinking the next date. Then the shatchin says yes. Then you go on the next date and you're extra nervous. Why? Because you don't want to ruin it. You don't want to ruin your time. You don't want to ruin that maybe I'm going to say the wrong thing. Maybe I'm going to wear the wrong tie. Maybe this. That's called Yiras. That's more a little bit Yiras Romos because it might be B'Shas Maisa. But otherwise, what are you thinking? Then you have a second date and it's even better. Then you get really nervous because the Shatchan says, oh, I'm not sure. She's a little nervous. You start freaking out. Why are you freaking out? That she's going to slap you? That she's going to punish you? No. I'm afraid that I'm going to lose the relationship that I have with her. That is Yiras Chet with Hashem. That is exactly what Yiras Chet is with Hashem. Just like Matzi Yom Kippur. You're afraid. What are you afraid of? Matzi Yom Kippur, you're clean. Yeah, but you walk out of the Beis Medrash. You walk out of Shul. You walk out. You're like, oh gosh, I want to make a bracha. I want to keep my tahara. And Yishaya Amar ben Avuas al Zeh Eben al Ani Unachei Ruach v'Chared al Dvar v'Davon Mel Chashabeach and Tzitzarim and Unachinum as Berachah Pachad Libi. Right, this is all Chavar Matzir Shamalachim V'Dayim. Right, is there an end of a paragraph here? Yeah, I think we're gonna stop here. Is that it right there?
But after Libi, the new paragraph.
Pachad Libi, exactly. So the bottom line is, number one is you're afraid of punishment. That's very, very basic level. Next is, you have a Yiras HaRomos, there's an awe. Third level is, I'm so close with Hashem. I have such a great relationship with Hashem. I don't want to ruin that relationship with Hashem. Obviously, it's a very, very high madriga. Very high madriga. That is Yiras Chet. We have another blot and a half till the second to last parak, and then we head up to the Ramchal. Thank you. Shkoyach, everybody.